Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Glory to God. Thank you for listening. This is James with Wonder Reality, Part 9. The overall message is the purpose of human existence. That's pretty broad, right? I want to focus in on the eternal value of our existence. Everyone on the earth will exist for eternity, either in heaven or hell, eternal life, life everlasting, or eternal death. Very simple. Within the eternal life that God Almighty gives us, which is knowing Him. Amen. Knowing Jesus the Christ, the Father God Almighty. Knowing Him and all those things flow from that. We can get eternal things that will last forever in heaven. Let's look at what Jesus said. Don't labor for the food that perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life. Remember when Jesus said, don't store up treasures on earth, store up treasures in heaven, where nothing can destroy them. We can do things that and accomplish things through Jesus Christ that last forever. Amen. And so this is part of the purpose of our existence is that first we will live forever. Amen. That's awesome. And then we can bring even these things with us, treasures and the food that endures to everlasting life. That's in John 6. And remember, a lot of this teaching is from John chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And there's incredible truth in there. And Jesus talks about setting us free. Jesus talks in those chapters about setting us free and about eternal food that can last forever and many other truths. Again, honing in on this, the treasures and the food which endures to everlasting life. What is Jesus trying to tell us here? He is, of course, emphasizing the eternal nature of our existence, that there's a much bigger purpose for human beings being here beyond what we see. Most humans, we're focused just on this life, which is sad. I go back to the stats, 80% or more of people are just focused on that. And they don't even think about eternity. Jesus wants us to have this perspective. First, the fact that we can live forever. Again, in these chapters, Jesus says, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. He who comes to me shall never hunger, never thirst. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. He said, I'm the living bread. And he says, work for the food which endures to everlasting life. So we begin to see the eternal value of our life and of the things that we can accomplish for eternity that last forever. Amazing. Nothing else. All these other things will pass away. In fact, Jesus even said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. I mean, you know, the earth is going to pass away, all the things in it. And it's so sad that so few people become what might be called enlightened, who find the Holy Spirit. They find the secret, the answer, that they find it, which is it's Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. So simple. But the other side is it's so sad that again, most people never find it, and there's all these obstacles and hindrances and things that keep us from having this perspective and living it every day. So many, even Christians, even those who are born again, followers of Jesus, we get distracted. We miss it, and we don't do this, and so it's a very small percentage who actually do. So how do we do it? Well, it's we make the decision, we step out in faith, and we make the decision, but He meets us more than halfway, a man of God once said. He meets us and lifts us and gives us His power to do these things. He's the helper, the comforter, the our strengthener, our standby, our advocate, the Holy Spirit. We simply walk with Him in this glorious walk, and it's just a daily, really hourly and minute by minute walk. You know, that's the beauty of it. Anyone can start right where they are. And then if somebody's sincerely trying to walk with Him, they're in God's perfect will. That's an encouragement I want to give anyone who's listening. A great man of God, Lester Sumrall, said that once. If you're sincerely walking with Jesus Christ to the best of your ability, you're in God's perfect will. Just keep on going. Just keep on pressing on, persisting with patience, with humility, but also boldness. It's we give Him everything we have. All these obstacles. One obstacle is people that when we don't have an eternal perspective, we don't listen to what Jesus said, which is store up your treasures in heaven. Don't labor for the food that perishes. He was talking about incredible teaching here, where in this John chapter 6, Jesus feeds the 20,000 people with just a little bit of bread and fish. We all know the story. And then the disciples were looking for Him and said, when did you come here? And Jesus said this great quote. And then they asked Him, famous truth here that Jesus reveals. They said, how can we work the works of God? Which they had just seen Him do this great thing. They're seeing all these incredible things He's doing. Jesus says, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He sent. This is incredible. That's faith. It's pure and simple. How do we do these things? How do we walk with Him? How do we know Him, experience Him, do these things He wants us to do, get this food which endures to everlasting life, the treasures? How do we? Just believing on Him, relying on Him. It's faith. Faith is so simple. It's just relying on Him. It's common sense too. As I've said before, He's everything. We're nothing. We rely on Him. And it's, you know, I think another obstacle, our human nature. We want to do things on our own. We're independent. We want to do things. We want to go out and work for God. Even people with good intentions, we as Christians often, we want to go do good things and do them in our, you know, let's go do these things in our own power. And those things are good. That's fine. But really, walking with Him in the divine, glorious mystery of walking with Him every day, we walk by faith and we rely on Him, and He does these things through us. So let's say we intercede for a certain situation. We're interceding. The key is we intercede till that burden's lifted. That's one of the whole keys of intercession. He empowers us to do that, and we pray in faith, and He empowers us to do it. We're relying on Him. And again, it's simple, and it's something that a person just has to do. That's what I encourage people to do. Go do it. You know, you're walking with God Almighty. That's the greatest thing ever. And everything flows from that. And how can we work the works of God? Jesus answered it right there. This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He sent. Amazing that He's everything. He's God Almighty, created the universe, created us, so awesome, so glorious. We are nothing. So we humble ourselves before Him. We seek Him. We find Him. That's when everything great happens. Amen. Thanks for listening. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. A lot of free materials there. This is Jim. Till next time. Bye.